is Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
About once a month, we love to have the governor in. Governor Doug Ducey joins us for his exclusive monthly interview. Governor, how are you doing today?
Very good, very good. Thanks for having me. Happy, what is it, Monday?
Tuesday.
Yeah, happy Tuesday. It was crazy with President's Day yesterday.
I thought it was Monday all day. And I'm walking around and I'm like, Mac's like, no, it's Tuesday. So that's good. We know what day it is.
We do now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I want to talk about the wall.
Yes.
Let's talk about Donald Trump, the president of the United States. And, you know, he gets a little bit of money from Congress, $1.3 billion. They're going to give him 50 miles of wall. Then he says, you know what? I'm going to take action here, and I'm going to go out, and I'm going to have it.
Declares a national emergency.
So he's going to get 250 miles for like maybe $7 or $8 billion. And we saw a tweet that you came out and said, hey, I'm with the president on this. Why do you side with President Trump on this?
I'm supportive of border security. And I've said we've got parts of Arizona where it's wide open and unprotected. We've spent the last year, nearly the last year, with the National Guard at the border, working with California, New Mexico, and Texas. And I just think this is something that should be addressed. We've been talking about this since 2007. We see the issues that are happening, not only from a public safety perspective, but from a humanitarian perspective. And it's not being addressed. It's become a political football back in Washington, D.C. It doesn't seem to me that Congress is doing its job. Hmm. It went from billions that were going to go into border security to where the speaker was saying $1. $1 is all that I will offer. So the president is making this move to address this issue. As a border governor, I want to see this issue addressed. I'd like to put this issue behind us so we can come in here and talk other issues on a monthly basis.
So out of the 250 miles, that's what Trump wants to build, a wall for 250 miles. How much of it will be built in Arizona, and have you talked to the president about that?
So Arizona's got about 279 miles of border. About two-thirds of that 279 miles has a physical barrier right now. The way I understand it, it's going to be left to Homeland Security and the border agents to make the decisions where the initial parts of the wall will be built, and I think the first areas are going to be in places in Texas, and when it happens in Arizona, it would be in the Tucson sector. But I want to leave that to the subject matter experts. I think it's not only the reason I say border security, because it's not only the wall or the physical barrier. It's also boots on the ground, and it's surveillance. It's technology. Even if you have a wall, you're going to have surveillance for the wall. But I think that this could have been resolved differently. But it seems as if Congress just wants to abandon their Article 1 powers of legislation and appropriation. The 2020 presidential race has already begun, so the president has made this move, and we're going to be supportive of border security. This will play out in the courts.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is joining us in studio for his monthly exclusive interview. From a citizen standpoint, a regular guy standpoint, I mean, I read more than the average person about this, but I just don't know what to believe. The president will say, we have a national emergency, people are coming here illegally, they're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime. His own experts are saying the drugs come in, the bad people can come in through the port of entry. So I don't know what to believe. You've been governor for a while now. You talk to experts. Do the drugs come through the port of entry, or are people just throwing themselves across the non-ports of entry? I don't know what to believe here. I know we have a problem. I don't know who to believe.
The drugs come in at the port of entry. We had the largest fentanyl bust in the history of the United States at a port of entry in Arizona. It's also where the assets have been put. That's where the dollars have been spent. That's where there's infrastructure and technology. They also come across the border. I think we had 326,000 individuals apprehended at the border in Arizona in last fiscal year. What you don't know are the people that you don't apprehend at the border. So yes, sometimes somebody seeking asylum, they come through the ports of entry. in the legal fashion. Other folks are coming across the border. There's been hundreds of thousands that have been interdicted, and we don't know what we're not catching. You hear all kinds of speculation on how many people are already inside the country. That's why I'm saying it's time for Congress and the federal government to address this. We've been able to do what we can do as governors and putting the Border Strike Force down there, but I do think the federal government should act on this.
Okay, and you brought up the term interdiction. I would hope that if money was taken away from the drug enforcement agencies, the technology part of it, just to build a physical barrier, I would hope that you would intercede and say, look, drug interdiction is an active way to make sure drugs don't come in here. Don't cut that budget. But that's what we've heard. We've heard that it's going to be cut from interdiction parts to build a physical barrier, which may not really have that much of an impact on the border.
So I've heard and seen the same press conferences you've had of, I think it's $1.7 billion. In this budget, and then finding several billion elsewhere. I haven't seen what the facts are on that yet,
okay.
But I think that's going to go a lot towards public sentiment. And then I also think this is going to be something that's ultimately decided inside the courts.
Governor Ducey's joining us in studio. It's his monthly exclusive interview with Mac and Gatos. You know, we talked to the mayor of Nogales, and I guess over the last month or so, this is what he told us. The Border Patrol, and we've seen pictures, they put up razor wire on the American side of the wall.
From top to bottom,
top
not
to
just
bottom.
Along the top.
Do you support that?
So what I've said is I've been supportive of border security, and I know the mayor of Nogales, and I know their city council, and I think what their concern has been that there's going to be some interruption in trade with this focus on border security. I'll tell you two right now and everyone listening that our relationship with Mexico is as good or better than it's ever been in the history of the state right now from a trade perspective. So I leave the border issues to the federal government. Of course, I have my opinion. But when we've got the Department of Defense down there, when we've got Customs and Border Patrol, we've got the border agents and Department of Homeland Security, you can't have this willy-nilly. I mean, border governors should be shoulder to shoulder. And that's how we were before the election, whether it was a Democrat in California with Jerry Brown or Texas with Greg Abbott and New Mexico with Susana Martinez. Now that's changed. Post-election. So I'm going to be supportive of the guys that are on the border on the best way they see to secure the border.
You don't think it goes too far? I mean, if somebody tries to get over that wall, they're going to get killed.
I would like to see a physical barrier there. And there's physical barriers.
There is, right.
You see, like in Yuma County, which has been probably our most successful border area in Arizona, that's the better, more preferable way to do it. And it's the more humane way to do it as well.
Governor Doug Ducey's in studio. All right, so when we come back, we a lot of talk about the border, Trump's wall, where it'll be built. Is it going to be built in Texas, Arizona, that kind of thing? Let's go over what you said last week, a bit outspoken about the Glendale police officer who tased a man 11 times. When we come back, Governor, we're going to ask you if that officer should be fired. That's coming up next.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Drive home informed and entertained, Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos on KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey in studio. It's his monthly exclusive interview. If you missed the first part, it was a lot about Trump and the wall and will any wall be built in Arizona. But let's move on to something that is happening in Glendale. We've talked, Governor, and you made a statement last week about the man who is a police officer in Glendale. He tased a guy 11 times. When you saw that video, what did your gut tell you? How did it make you feel when you saw the video?
Well, I was appalled by the video. I was shocked by the video, and I know a lot about our law enforcement here, and I didn't think it represented the law enforcement that I know in the state of Arizona. So I was coming out of an event at a school, and I was actually asked about it by a reporter, and that was the response that I gave, is I'd want to see the proper investigation, because I'm someone that is supportive of law enforcement. I'm very proud of law enforcement in the state of Arizona. Of course, I've got responsibility for the state troopers. I think they're the finest that we have to offer in American law enforcement. But when there is a bad actor, I think it should be dealt with. And I just want to make sure that the proper investigation happens. And if there is something amiss, if there's something wrong, people should be held accountable.
Do you feel he should be fired?
Well, I don't want to speculate because I do want an expert in investigation on that. I think that it's going to happen. But I think we've seen
he's going to get fired?
In the last couple of weeks, haven't we seen videotape and making too quick of a judgment on videotape when you get the whole story? Mm-hmm. So I want to see accountability on this. And I think this has been referred to the FBI. I'm certain they'll do a thorough investigation. And then I think you make the decision on due process.
You know, Governor, it's interesting you bring that up because we were disappointed that the MCAO or the attorney's office, Maricopa County, didn't reopen the investigation. They gave it to the FBI. And I thought when you used the term whitewash, you know, this looked like it was a whitewashed investigation. I thought that was a message to the attorneys over at MCAO to, hey, let's look into this again. Instead, they go to the FBI. Were you disappointed in that?
So I want to make sure I'm right on the facts here. But how I was briefed is the understanding was the initial investigation was at Glendale. And unless there's a criminal report around an officer, because I think this was around civil charges, that it wouldn't be reviewed by the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. But I'll leave that to Bill Montgomery in terms of what his decision would be. But whether it's at Maricopa County or the FBI, you've got an independent agency that isn't the Glendale PD.
Right.
And to me, I think that we'll find out what the facts are.
Doug Ducey's in studio, Arizona governor. So we've had a couple of bad incidents with police this year. You spoke out about the Glendale case. Did you say anything about what happened to the Tempe kid, a 14-year-old that was shot and killed by an officer? Did you speak out about that, too?
I've never been asked. Like I said, I answered the question about the Glendale situation because I was asked directly about it. I'm aware of what happened in Tempe, and boy, my heart goes out to that family. I can only imagine in this situation how they feel. So my heart is broken in that situation.
Do you have an opinion on if the cop did the right thing or the wrong thing when he shot the 14-year-old in a back alley?
I think these police officers are put in very difficult situations, and I do trust when there's independent investigation. I think that's the only way to deal with these situations.
Governor Doug Ducey joins us in studio for his monthly exclusive interview. You also spoke, and this was from last year, we saw that there is something called immunity, a get-out-of-jail-free card, if you will. For the legislators down at the state capitol. And you said it need to be repealed in the wake of the public outcry, which, you know, we talked about with Paul Mosley from, I think, Lake Havasu City and others who are using this privilege to avoid speeding tickets, so on and so forth. It looks like nothing is going to happen with this bill. I just don't understand why. Well, I take that back. I do understand why. Are you disappointed it's not going to be repealed? And are you going to speak to somebody down at the legislature going, come on, this is an antiquated law. It doesn't need to be on the books. And people are outraged by it.
I don't think anybody in Arizona is above the law, especially the people that make the laws, myself included. It's early in the legislative session. What I wanted to do was say, I think we already have too many laws and too many regulations on the books. And if we can put sunsets or repeal things that are unnecessary, archaic, or outdated, let's get rid of them. And I don't think that we need legislative immunity.
Have you spoke to Representative Bowers?
I speak to the Speaker, of course, and the President of the Senate and all the members. I want to be accessible as governor. And really, every legislative session, every budget is a negotiation.
Right.
I get to set a table and show an agenda in my state of the state. And these are some things that I think are important and things I think also that the citizens would see as important.
But see, the House Speaker told the Arizona Republic that he doesn't like the governor coming here in our House and telling lawmakers that they need new rules or they need to repeal rules. What is this guy? What are we missing that this guy is saying? We don't need to change this. It's outrageous. We already know that. We know that people are abusing it.
Well, the first law that I passed, Mac, was the American Civics Act. And if you look at that act, it'll tell you that the legislature is a separate and co-equal branch. That's the respect I show those guys. And I've been able to work with them. But, you know, some of them, if you look at the videotape of that, when I announced let's get rid of legislative immunity, some were enthusiastic about it and some were not.
Some were not.
So we'll see. But we're going to do our best on this.
I hope you go and knock some heads down there.
See, yeah, you need to crack skulls. Yeah, you have somebody that can crack skulls.
That's what I'm talking about. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey in studio on Hacienda Healthcare. Why is the state insisting on keeping it open? When we look at it, man, from top to bottom, there were major problems. Do you want it shut down? Do you want the state to keep it open?
There are major problems at Hacienda Healthcare. The reason we want to keep it open is because our first concern is the care of the people inside Hacienda Healthcare. Some of them are incredibly developmentally disabled, and they've been there since they were 3 years old. Mm-hmm. They're now 27 years old. This is their home. So what we want to make certain is that we've got the proper oversight from the state, that they bring in a new management group, that the board is replaced. But our care first and foremost is for the people that are inside Hacienda, and we've also been communicating with their families. They do not want to move their loved ones.
Really?
They want to have good care inside Hacienda.
Still after what happened?
We're talking about people that are oftentimes, Gatos, in such a fragile situation, and like I said, this has been their home. They've lived there for decades, that they would rather just see the proper care and oversight, and that's something that the state is going to continue to be as aggressive as possible on.
I just wonder if it is broken and cannot be fixed from the top down, and so many stories about cover-ups and don't tell us if a patient is ill, and if you do that, we'll pay you a bonus. The CEO, you know, I'd love to get a hold of the CEO and put him on the air because, you know, he's as cowardly as anybody I've ever seen running away from the situation. Just to me, it seems broken. And I totally get what you're saying. It is their home, but, you know, could there be a better home for them? Move them into somewhere that is not corrupt from top to bottom.
It is broken, and that's why I want to fire the senior management and remove the board. I think we've got good, hardworking employees in there that want to do the right thing, but this has just been terrible leadership, terrible management, and terrible oversight. And so that's my first preference. Of course, we have other options, but we've been working directly with the families to try to accommodate them and what their needs are with the care first for the patients.
Governor Doug Ducey for his monthly exclusive interview. As always, Governor, thank you so much, and we will talk to you next month.
Thanks for having me. See you next month.
Thanks, Governor. All right. Mac, you know what time it is.
Yeah, cracking skulls time.
No. It's time for a pop quiz.
Oh, all right.
So we've talked for 3 hours and 45 minutes about the news. Let's see if you know the news. 602-277-5827. Call us for a pop quiz next.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Time for a pop quiz.
Pop quiz.
With Mac and Gatos. KTAR News on 92.3 FM.
Time for a pop quiz. You get to call 277-5827, and we will give you a pop quiz about the news.
Mm.
Today's pop quiz is about quicksand. Now, Mac, why would we give a pop quiz about quicksand?
Well, a man from Mesa, Arizona was attempting to hike in the Zion National Park in Utah when he and his girlfriend got stuck in quicksand. She was helped out of the quicksand by him. She walked like 10 hours or whatever trying to find help, and he was
stuck. Yeah.
And he was stuck.
A man from Mesa stuck in quicksand in Utah.
He's also stuck in that relationship.
All right. 602-277-5827. It's time for a pop quiz. Who do we have first, Mike?
All right, first up is Lou. Lou, you're in Phoenix. Hello.
How you doing?
Lou, Indiana Jones got stuck in quicksand in the second installment of the movie franchise. True or false?
True.
That would be false. Aren't you a Indiana Jones fan? It was in Indiana Jones 4. Remember, he had the snake?
That was 4?
It was 4.
The snake. He had the snake. I didn't know what number, but I knew he got stuck in the quicksand.
Why?
And he was pulled out by the snake.
Wait a minute. Thanks, Lou. Anyway.
It's the second installment.
That was the fourth
The fourth installment, not the second. Yeah.
Why did I thought that happened early on?
No, it was the fourth one.
Oh, I would have gotten that totally wrong.
All right, 277-5827.
All right, John, you're in Gilbert. Ready for a pop quiz, John?
Ready.
All right, John. Gynecologist Denise Dumochili.
What?
From you?
She's a geologist.
Yeah.
No. No, she's a geologist. That's not what you said.
What did I say?
Gynecologist.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
You said, yes, you did.
Oh, my gosh,
You did. I was sitting here going, what does that have to do with
quicksand? That's what I was thinking. Like, where is this going?
I'm sorry.
And wherever it goes, I don't want to find out the end of it.
Well, they both start with the word G. It's late in the show. I'm tired.
And they both go, never mind.
G's a letter, but never mind.
Geologist Denise DeMarber.
Thank you.
From the United States Geological Survey,
mm-hmm.
explains that quicksand is formed when there is an area of loose sand near a body of water. True or false?
It is false.
That would be incorrect.
It is true. True.
The water will saturate the area.
Of course. What is quicksand made out of?
This will agitate the ordinary surrounding sand. Okay, we're 0 for 2.
All right.
It's time for a pop quiz on quicksand. A dude from Mesa goes to Utah. He goes for a hike, and he falls into quicksand, and it's a disaster.
Yeah. Now, do you want to call the National
Gynecological
Association?
Let's move on from that.
All right.
Very unfortunate.
Stacy, you're in Santan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Ready for a pop quiz?
I'm ready.
Stacy, quicksand has never, ever, ever, never, ever been found at an actual beach. True or false?
I'm going to go with true.
Okay, it's false. We're 0 for 3.
Wow. Man.
Let me try and get an easier one here.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, how about asking whether that woman's from the gynecological
or
she's a geologist?
Some people just make mistakes. Who do we have next?
Frank, this is a mistake. You're in Phoenix. Hello, Frank. Are you ready for a pop quiz?
Big mistake.
Ugh. Let's see. True or false? If someone gets stuck headfirst into quicksand, you are screwed and will most likely die. True or false?
Yeah, that's super true.
Okay, good. We got one.
Super
Fantastic.
True. Not
Thank
just
you.
True. That's super
and
true.
And I would guess that that is super true. If you're headfirst into quicksand, it's like you're done.
I don't know.
Why does quicksand always remind me of a big bowl of oatmeal?
Because that's the way it looked like on Gilligan's Island and Indiana Jones. It looks like oatmeal.
Yeah. I'd like to apologize about the gynecologist snafu.
Jeez.
If you will.
Wow.
Boy. Can we edit that out?
I'm sure we will, as well as my part of the interview.
Geologist.
As we always do.
It's a geologist.
Yeah, all right.
Should have practiced before.
You should, too. Until next time.
It's a geologist.